Hi, my name's Tanner Campbell, and welcome to the Satyr's Minute. Yesterday, we talked about the gremlin, and today we're going to talk about the Dingbell, a female race of gremlin that first appeared in the mid-1900s in Canada, and which plagued, specifically, the radio and flight equipment of the Canadian WIDS. For those of you who are not over 60, the WIDS, as they were affectionately termed, were the Royal Canadian Air Force Women's Division. Their role, so says the recruiting poster, "She serves, that men may fly." These women would assume the ground responsibilities of their male counterparts so that those men could be freed up to fly and fight in the skies. It was undoubtedly an incredibly critical role in the two-way relationship between air traffic and air traffic control. Nearly 20,000 of these women served in this capacity between 1941 and 1946. In 1951, they were again permitted to enter service and were allowed to serve in the country's NATO missions. In 1988, they became some of the first female fighter pilots in the world. Dingbells, getting back to the subject at hand, were the sort of gremlins which would cause interference, technical mishaps, and radar glitches with the ground equipment of the WIDS. Female operators needed female gremlins, I suppose. And now, you know something more about the Canadian WIDS, and, more importantly, of the Dingbell.